You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Everybody, walk right back to the political cesspool. Great music, great radio here on the Liberty News Radio Network. And we now have joining James Edwards, yours truly, and Eddie the Bombardier Miller here in the studio with me. Legendary talk radio host himself, one of the top 250 talkers in all of the country, the owner of Liberty News Radio Network, Sam Bushman. And Sam's going to be with us for the remainder of the hour. And as we continue to listen to Everly Brothers music in the light of the passing of Phil Everly this week, Sam's going to be discussing with us why alternative mainstream media venues like ours are so important. And it's all going to begin with an encounter he experienced in Utah a few days ago. Sam, take it away.
You know, the interesting thing is how it all went down. We tried to have a very peaceful event in the state of Utah. And it was about Sheriff Richard Mack coming to Utah and basically having a rally, an audience, an event, if you will, where Sheriff Richard Mack, myself, and a couple of others, a guy by the name of Joel Wolverton, who's a constitutional attorney, writes for the Talk'em, for the New American Magazine, etc. And the whole goal was to focus on states' rights, to focus on the sovereignty of America, to focus on the important words in the Supremacy Clause relating to the states and their part of the supremacy in the local counties based on Sheriff Richard Mack's win at the Supreme Court, according to Justice Scalia. Well, anyway, the goal was to talk about that, lay the groundwork, and then roll forward and talk about all the wins we've had since then with county sheriffs standing up in different states, standing up against the federal government, and how they are actually starting to quote Richard Mack's Supreme Court decision win, if you will, in their efforts. And so what happened was we started out with that premise. Well, while we were in the planning stages of that, they announced this belligerent judge who said that gay marriage is legal in Utah and go ahead with the gay marriages, even though the state of Utah has laws against it. And so there was a big old confusion about that. And so then a lot of people who were helping us promote the event, they weren't really planners or organizers, but they helped us promote the event. They got an email from us and tried to spread the word. Well, they started to use this term that, hey, Americans and Utah are going to have an uprising against the gay marriage issue, and we're going to stand up. Well, the problem is that the response between the people who really organized it, which was just Sam Bushman and Richard Mack and Kirk Crosby, the problem is that all these other people started using these terms that the mainstream press then took and intentionally manipulated for their own agenda, James.
Richard Mack was there to talk about states' rights, that the states are sovereign and state law supersedes federal law. He spoke for about 2 minutes on the new hot button issue in Utah, which is this unconstitutional overturning by a judge that circumvents the laws and the will of the people of Utah. He spoke for 2 minutes about that. Never once, and I listened to his entire clip, never once in that clip did he use the word uprising, but every single newspaper and media report about this Richard Mack meeting that was held in Utah, that I believe about 300 people were there in attendance, it was a packed house, standing room only to hear him talk, talked about the homosexual marriage issue for about 2 minutes, never used the word uprising, but every single headline read, Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack calls for an uprising against gay marriage.
And what they did was took some folks who meant well, who were trying to help spread the word about our conference. They intentionally took a word that was just meant to say, hey, we're going to stand up against this stuff. They had tried to turn it into kind of a violent, kind of a militia, kind of a militant term. They did it intentionally. They took advantage of some people who were just kind helpers. They twisted Sheriff Richard Mack's words, and it spun completely out of control. I submit to you that it was intentional. Now, I have Richard Mack's soundbite on it, if you want to hear what he said.
Let's hit it.
All right, here we go. Sheriff Richard Mack at the conference. The soundbite is directly from the video.
I want to say this to the homosexual community. We mean you no harm. And in fact, I don't even think government should be in the marriage business. Okay? I don't. But no, it's not. But put that aside for right now. We all have family and friends that are probably in that community. Some handle it with a lot of dignity and do the right thing. I'm going to tell all of you, I don't care who you are, where you're from. I don't care if you're a homosexual in New York or Hawaii or Arizona. I don't care. Let's look at this. First, we ask you that you understand the history of America and that the intention of the Founding Fathers in developing a constitution that does one thing and did one thing, protect God-given innate rights. You're never going to convince us that homosexual marriage is one of those innate God-given rights. It's not. It's not. It's not one of those rights. If you read the Bible, you will see that it's plain and simply is not. However, even if with that, we're still willing to sit down with you so that everybody's constitutional God-given rights are protected. We will work hand in hand with any American who wants to join with us in that, irrespective of race, color, or creed, or what you believe, or what your sexual preference is. But we, as parents in the United States of America and in the state of Utah, we have rights, and we choose not to teach that to our children, and we don't want you teaching it to them either. And don't shove your agenda in our faces, and don't shove it down our throats. And we don't want any more of your gay appreciation parades. And we don't want any more of this, that we're going to teach this in the schools without our permission and without us being involved. We don't want it taught there. Do not shove this agenda in our face or down our throats. We have a right to that. And you're not respecting our rights as parents. And when we come to the table on that issue, and you respect our rights, we're going to get somewhere in dealing with this issue.
Hey, Sam, that was everything that Richard Mack said on the homosexual marriage issue at that meeting. And then the headline the next day read, Richard Mack calls for an armed uprising. One even actually said armed uprising.
In fact, right when we get back, he clarified what the meeting was intended to be about, that in seconds.
All right, stay tuned, folks.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang. Call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
I don't know if we are number 7 in the country right now in terms of talk radio programs because of the music or the commentary, but I think they're both pretty good. Sam Bushman, our featured guest this evening, or this hour, I should say, to talk about why alternative mainstream media venues like this show, this network, are so important. Richard Mack, you just heard his clip. Sam's going to play the last few seconds of it here. But basically, Richard Mack said that, and then the headlines all read, Matt calls for uprising against homosexuals. Sam, back to you.
All right, so the first part of the clip was his views about the gay and lesbian agenda. Simply put, states' rights, especially the state of Utah, where there are laws against it, and standing for traditional marriage, you got to respect the law. And then most importantly, hey, we don't want that taught to our children, and we don't want you to teach that to our children either. Amen. Then Richard Matt came back and said, but here's why we're here.
Here tonight for is to so that you leave here with no mistaken ideas about the proper role of government and who's really in charge of the state of Utah. Okay? I'm going to show you the proof.
There you have it, James.
All right, Sam. And from that, Richard Mack was smeared as a bigot, as a homophobe, as a hater. You know, the homosexuals are so coddled. Now, if you say anything about homosexuals except for that it's great, that our kids need to be a part of that lifestyle, they're courageous, they're brave, they're progressive. If you say anything short of that, you're a hater. Just ask Richard Mack, ask Phil Robertson, ask anybody else that's spoken out against it in a mainstream way. But here's the thing about the media, and to bring it
now,
back.
Let me add more real quick, though.
Sure.
Then life threatenings of his life
yes.
started appearing on Facebook.
Always. Yes, yes, yes. All of these tolerant, you know, the advocates of tolerance. We must be tolerant of homosexuality. We must be tolerant of everything that's evil and wicked. These advocates of tolerance are not the practitioners of tolerance. These are the people that sent in a flurry of death threats to Richard Mack for just saying what he said, which was that basically the state of Utah ought to decide, the people of Utah ought to decide what's law in that state, not the federal government. He didn't say he hated them. He didn't say anything of the sort.
In fact, hold on. All the mainstream press articles talked about that part where he said, we don't want you teaching it to our children, etc. But they ignored the part where he said, we mean you no harm.
They are
willing to sit down at the table with you and discuss rights for everyone, but we're not willing to have you force your rights at our rights' expense down our throats, but we will peacefully sit down with you. We mean you no harm if we want to talk about everyone's rights. Sounds like James Edwards. You know what? Equality for all, special privileges for none, James?
I hate no one. You know, I've never issued a death threat. I don't want anyone to suffer. I want everybody to go to heaven. That doesn't mean I agree with everyone. That doesn't mean that I want everyone in my home. I have a freedom of speech here. I'm going to talk about things that people may disagree with, but that's how I feel, and that's who I am. And so that was what Max said. That was the entirety of his comments on the gay issue. And I'm not talking about one or two. You do a Google News search for Richard Mack, and there are just, you know, scores of articles that read Richard Mack calls for uprising against homosexuals. Eddie,
right.
I know you've
now
been just...
Now it gets worse. Hold on. So not only do they then threaten Richard Mack's life publicly on Facebook, multiple individuals, but then the mainstream press picked up the local Utah stories calling for an uprising, and then the mainstream press added the word armed uprising and added the word Republican. So now Republicans are in an armed uprising.
I read that one. Yeah. From what Max said in that 2 minutes that everyone just heard, we played it from start to finish. We didn't edit it. That was from start to finish, unedited. That turned into Republicans called for armed uprising. This is mainstream media, okay? This is not, you know, some radical left-wing homosexual blogger. This is mainstream media sources, and these were the headlines based upon what you just heard Richard said. Now, did you hear Sheriff Richard Mack say, I want an armed uprising, we need to go out and kill these homosexuals? You didn't hear that, but that's almost what the story reads, Eddie.
You know what? Sheriff Richard Mack was on fire. He reminded me of myself, Stan. Matter of fact, we had a similar situation here, almost identical situation back around before Thanksgiving. I went down to the Gay and Lesbian Transvestite Center here in Memphis to offer my services to help them fill their food pantry and their clothing stock for the people. But I told the guy who ran this place down there, I could give him his name. Maybe I shouldn't do it on the air. But I told him, in order for me to do that, I'll get my church to back me, but you're going to let me have to have access to your people, especially your young people, because I want to try to give them my side of the story. I want to try to give them the love of Jesus Christ and to lead them out of that violent lifestyle where the suicide rate is 8 times the average of the heterosexual community. Where you wind up, I worked at the trauma center here at the Elvis Presley Memorial Trauma Center. I see how violent
the
lifestyle is.
I'm telling you right now, Eddie, they ain't doing that. They don't want your fair side of the story. They don't want people to be able to get the information and decide for themselves.
And you know what? Just like Richard Mack, I said, but here's what we're not going to tolerate, bucko. We're not going to let you come in. We're not going to give you our children. We're not going to give you our grandchildren. That will never happen. Here's what's going to happen. You keep pushing. You keep pushing. And yes, you are going to get hellfire unleashed on you. You want to talk about armed revolt? How about 1776, Buck? How about 1812? How about Anzio, Guadalcanal, the Iron Triangle, Hamburger Hill during my world? How about that? What do you think about that, Buck? Let me tell you, and I'm not going to address the stinking courts right now. You don't make law, you black robe dictators. You don't have any power. You do not legislate from the bench. The courts, as Thomas Jefferson said, is pretty much just an opinion giver to say they're supposed to just chime in and say if something is constitutional or not. Thomas Jefferson foresaw this coming. He said that the courts would. He feared they would become a strong dictator outfit, that they would, you know, dictate from the bench. And I say we need to go back, and when we pass legislation, we need to put these little I forgot what they call them, but when we pass legislation, we can put these little riders in there to say it is non-reviewable by the bench. But we need to start nullifying their stinking legislation. They can't make legislation.
We need
to say not no, but hell no.
What we need to do is call emergency sessions in the legislature to refine the law to make sure that it's very clear. We need to start impeaching activist judges. They're there upon good behavior, not for life like people erroneously believe. We need to impeach these suckers ASAP for their belligerence from the courts violating the separation of powers. This is very clear and easy to do. The bottom line, though, is we tried to articulate the rule of law, the fact that the state of Utah has laws. The bottom line is then they attack us, call us bigots. And my question about bigot is if you look up the word bigot, aren't they bigots for calling us bigots, James?
But you got that right. And Sam, I'd like to say something else. But then we'll talk about law. The law of the land is the Constitution of the United States based on the Holy Bible. And if you will look in there, judges and sodomites, the Second Amendment is part of the Constitution of the United States. Why do you think the Second Amendment was put in there? It was put in there so we could have a strong armed populace, a militia, in case your stinking central government tries to get out of hand and tries to cross its boundaries and start trying to ram their stinking unconstitutional laws down our throat. That ain't going to happen. Just keep that in mind, sodomites.
Well, now they're really going to be saying they're called for an armed revolt because you quoted the Constitution. But no, I mean, Eddie's right. Of course, that's why these safeguards exist. Not to say that they're ever going to be implemented again. But yeah, I mean, judicial dictatorship from the bench has been out of control since the 50s, and it's getting worse and worse every year. Sam, I know that Richard Mack isn't backing down. In fact, he's doubling down. We can talk about that after the break. And then we're going to get to a clip that, of all people, Conan O'Brien brought to our attention. And it's a little funnier example of how the media is controlled. And
we also have Rush Limbaugh and the Copperhead coming up and more, James.
You got it.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong?
Well, Phil Everly was certainly prophetic with that song as it applies to the year 2014. But you know what? We're taking the bitter with the better and we're fighting on. And as Eddie the Bombardier Miller mentioned during the commercial break, you know, not everybody was on board with the revolution of 1776. About 3% of the population fought that war. 3%. That's what 3% did. They overthrew the greatest power the world had ever known up until that time. Can we get 3% together to do it again? You know, we'll try to do it through the court of public opinion, certainly, and through the ballot box. But can we get 3% to do anything? That's the question. Sam Bushman, our guest, and I tell you, what a great show. We're firmly in the top 10 again tonight, folks. And with guests like Reverend Ted Pike and Sam Bushman, you just can't go wrong. Sam, you know we got a more humorous clip to play here in just a couple of seconds, but Richard Mack isn't backing down. In fact, as I mentioned before the break, he's doubling down on behalf of the people of the state of Utah.
Yes, indeed, sir. Number one, we're working on a response to the death threats. It is not going to be a response of backing down or giving up. Number one, the first response is, you know, you just can't make death threats against people. And it's been done publicly with a public record of it. So, number one, on the air on Friday, I had my county sheriff on the radio with us, along with Sheriff Richard Mack. Maybe it was Thursday, I guess. And we talked in detail about that. And now those threats are being actually tracked down. That's number one. So, we're taking action using the rule of law. Because you know what? We just can't tolerate that kind of behavior, especially not from the guys that are supposedly saying, hey, man, let's be peaceful and kind and gentle and we're going to kill you kind of stuff. And number two, we are going to take action and create a public forum. And we're going to actually see who's willing to come to the table and really discuss these issues from a peaceful, public, common sense point of view. And who's willing to do that, we'll soon find out, James.
And we'll see how the media covers that instance when it happens in a few weeks. But again, folks, we were talking about what Richard Mack said at this meeting and how it was conveyed by the media that he was threatening, that he was putting together a posse to go out and have an armed uprising. Nothing like that was ever said by him during the meeting, after it, before.
Now, by the way,
the
mainstream press said they talked to the organizers of the event. The organizers pitched it as this. That's an absolute, outright, complete mainstream press lie. There were three people that organized the event, Sheriff Richard Mack, Sam Bushman, and Kirk Crosby. They never talked to Sam Bushman or Kirk Crosby at all. In fact, I spoke at the event, and they intentionally left me completely out of the coverage. You wonder why, huh?
Well, look, and there you have it, folks, and the media is all parroting the same story. It seems as though we've seen stuff like this happen before. You're supposed to have a free press, and again, this gets back to the theme of this hour, why alternative mainstream media venues, and make no mistake about it, Liberty News Radio, the political cesspool, it's a mainstream venue. We are on the same level as these other outlets. We might not have as big of an audience as CNN or Fox News, but what we've got ain't
too
shabby.
Come on now, though. We're taking on the Rachel Maddow's and crew. We're topping their numbers, too.
Well, see, and look, and that, folks, is so important because you think you have a free press. A free press means that there is a difference of opinions, and you get that variety when you tune in, but no. In the case of this Richard Mack story, all of the headlines read the exact same, even though it was never uttered.
And even though they never even checked with the people they claimed they checked with, our flyer said nothing about an uprising of any kind. I'm the one that wrote the flyer. In fact, if you want to get literal, I'm the one that gave the information to the flyer, and my daughter actually wrote the flyer. So all I'm telling you is when they say those things, it's just not the truth, James.
But they tell the lie in unison. There is no variable to the lie that is told. They all have the exact same lie. How did that happen? If something wasn't said, how did so many different media outlets regulgitate the exact same lie?
It's called talking points.
We have seen this before. They repeat what they are told to report. Conan O'Brien has a more lighthearted example, but no less serious.
A lot of people think the big news stories these days are, a judge ruling against snooping by the NSA, or the big fight in Congress over the new proposed budget. A lot of people say those are the big stories. But judging by local news, and I've been looking at a lot of local news, there's an even bigger story that's sweeping the nation right now.
Who are you really shopping for this holiday season? It's okay, you can admit it, if you've bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
Well, it's okay, you can admit it if you have bought an item or two or maybe ten for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. You've bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it if you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it if you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it if you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it, Todd. If you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or maybe ten for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought one or two or maybe three or four, maybe even ten items for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or maybe 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought maybe an item or two or 10 for yourself.
Is it okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or three or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you brought an item or two or 10 for you.
It's okay, you can admit it.
If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10. Say for yourself.
It's okay, admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought yourself one or two or 10 things for yourself, because a lot of people do it.
Wow.
James, the problem is I didn't buy an item or two or 10 for myself. I just didn't.
All right, folks, if you don't know what was going on there, what that was, and I'm a little bit surprised that Conan O'Brien allowed his show to be a vehicle for the putting out of this information. What you heard was, I don't know how many, 20, 30 different news outlets, local, national, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, all of these different media outlets reporting the exact same story with the exact same headline, the exact same tone of voice in their delivery about consumerism at Christmas time. You heard them repeat the exact same talking point, and each and every one of them presented it as their own independent story.
And the way you know that it's a talking point, James, is how many people, you know, I might say, hey, admit it, you bought an item or two for yourself or something like that. They all said an item or two or ten. No one said an item or two or three or four or five. They all went an item or two or ten. Okay, that was a written talking point somewhere, because it's not natural for people to all do that.
No, it's not. And they all paused before saying 10. They all raised their pitch of voice before they said 10. And Conan O'Brien's crew apparently put together that compilation, and we have the video of it. It's one thing to hear it. We have the video of it on our website, and you will see every time someone said an item or two or 10, it was a different news crew at a different city in the country, but all saying and reporting the exact same thing. So the point is, if they would do it on something trivial like that for Christmas, shopping and a story about consumerism and buying patterns. You know they do it when it comes to the serious stuff like politics, because we saw
earlier this week. We just proved it.
Yeah, we proved it. And you know that they do it on the serious stuff like Richard Mack. We gave you the Richard Mack example. Every story about this issue said Richard Mack calls for an armed uprising, or Republicans called for an armed uprising, or Mack calls for an uprising against homosexuals. They all said nearly the same thing. They do it on the trivial stuff.
And it was a two-hour meeting. Most of it was on state sovereignty and the rule of law and judges and all those things. There was about 2 minutes spent on the gay and lesbian issue, and they turned the whole meeting into a gay and lesbian bashing rally when it was really only 2 or 3 minutes from the whole two-hour event.
So there you go. You do not have a free press, whether it comes to issues of political significance, like what Richard Mack went through this week, or if it's something, you know, just a cute little Christmas story made to be funny. They all report the exact same things that they are told to say. Different crew, different cities, different stations, all the same message. The mainstream media is controlled. And Sam, that leads into the final question. I guess it's a rhetorical one, but why are venues like this so important?
Well, I can respond and simply say this, ladies and gentlemen. Do you want parrots? Do you want somebody from the top setting the agenda? Or do you want individuals who are critical thinkers that you get your information from?
And you may disagree with this. If you disagree with us, change the channel. You cannot disagree with the mainstream media, because every channel has the exact same message. You have nowhere to go.
But if you agree with us, support the political cesspool.
Thank you, Sam. We'll be back right after this.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child, or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort, with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is, you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-472-5787. 986-6397.
Until I kissed ya. How did I exist until I kissed ya? Never had you on my mind. Now you're there all the time. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya.
Last segment of the show. Rest in peace, Phil Everly. Thank you for the music and the memories. Phil Everly of the Everly Brothers, of course, passed away a few days ago. Hope you've enjoyed the music we've been playing at the top of each segment tonight. One greatest hit after the another for the Everly Brothers. I want to get now to Matt the Copperhead, who's been waiting on the line for an hour and a half to get on the show. And he's one of our best listeners, one of our most loyal listeners, and we love him. Matt, thanks for being patient. What do you have for us tonight?
Hey, James, thanks for having me back. Man, I am fired up tonight over these allegations of Nazis that have been thrown around at the good men of Keith Alexander and good men like Eddie the Bombardier Miller. And let me tell you, like a forward air observer, I'm here to tell you that the Bombardier is right on target.
Well, you know, you expect these sort of smears and dishonest adjectives to be hurled at us from the left, but these are coming from the supposedly right-wing conservatives. I mean, and right. Not that everybody, you know, feels that way. Obviously, there are tens of thousands who don't, and they make up our audience, but, you know, this is a problem. And, you know, I don't hate the C4L people. I love them. I love everyone. I want to see them smarten up, but, you know, this is silly.
Well, that's a big problem on the right, people that, you know, the mealy mouth that dabble in liberty and the day trippers that just want to, you know, on the weekend take up this cause. No, this is 24/7 cause. And folks that hurl around insults and, you know, what I see as fighting words around, they're not fit to clean the running shoes of Mr. Miller.
Well, this is what Eddie said. Thank you so much, Matt. I'm going to let Eddie say something to that since you're on the line with him. But Eddie was saying this during a commercial break. There's never enough time on the show itself to work everything in. But he said, you know, these are the people, the C4L people. They're the ones that tell you they're going to stand in the streets and fight when the tanks roll down. They start trying to seize the guns. Yet they are so afraid of being called a racist or some other, you know, inappropriate name that certainly we're not, and they're not. God knows. But, you know, they're so afraid of being called a name that they're willing to throw the true people who are on the front lines like us who are suffering indignities. They're going to throw us under the bus. But when the time comes for them to stand up and give their lives to a cause, you know, they can't suffer being called a bad name. But when it comes time to die for something, buddy, they're going to do it. That's what they expect you to believe.
Right. Hey, Matt Bombardier here, son. I really appreciate the compliments and appreciate you calling in. You know, James is right. I used to be, I used to go to the Campaign for Liberty meetings all the time. I was one of the original founders of the Oath Keepers here in West Tennessee, which is now defunct because I think we got infiltrated and like it always happens. But I've tried to work with the Campaign for Liberty, the Oath Keepers, and people in the Baptist Church for years. And I was talking to James about it the day before the show started. I have this beagle my best friend gave me about 2.5 years ago. Gave her to me for a Christmas present. I've been trying to teach this beagle every day, every stinking day for over 2 years, how to heal. I have not been able to teach that beagle how to heal. I liken her to the people in my Baptist church, my brothers and sisters there, and my brothers and sisters in the Campaign for Liberty. I cannot get them to open their eyes and see. They're going to get nowhere by laying down, acquiescing, and licking the heels of the detractors, the people in the mainstream media, the same people that call them Nazis and call them white bigots, or, you know, attack them, attacking us. And if that wasn't bad enough, they attack us. Because they're too afraid to come out of the closet. I can tell you flat out, Matt, that 75% of them agree, maybe 85% of them have the same views on race and religion as we do here in the cesspool, but they are,
yes, sir,
petrified of being called a racist, and they would throw us under the bus. I've invited them on this show, I can't tell you how many times, to come on and talk about their smart meters, to talk about their city council meetings, but they will not do it because they're afraid of being associated with political cesspool. So I say to hell with them.
Well, and this is the thing,
absolutely,
and Eddie said it in so many words, these people are already called Nazis and bigots and white supremacists and racists by the establishment, by the left, by the media. But they're trying to prove that they're not by saying, hey, no, we're not them, but these guys are. These guys over here, no, those are the real guys, you know, these people that, you know. And, of course, it's just as inappropriate to call us that as it is them. But, you know, they think they're going to absolve themselves and curry favor by saying, no, we're, you got us wrong. We're the good conservatives. These are the guys that really deserve it. And, of course, that tactic never works. Matt, thanks for calling in. We got Scoop Stanton, who we have bumped as well tonight because we didn't have a lot of time with Keith. And it's just been one domino falling after the other. But we love you, and we hope to hear from you next week. Okay, Peter Scoop Stanton, thanks for being flexible tonight and bumping your normal segment at the end of the first hour to the end of the third hour. What do you have in store for us tonight?
Good evening, Cesspool family. I'll make it quick. This past couple of days ago, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was caught in a scandal holding up traffic on the George Washington Bridge. He denied not knowing about it. It's plausible deniability. It's his administration, his state, his part of his bridge. But the media was going bonkers over it, over this so-called scandal.
And you know my response to that, Scoop? My response to that, Scoop, is how on earth could the governor or his underlings do that anyway? Where are the cops, and why is that being allowed to be done? Somebody's head needs to roll over that sucker.
Right, but the bigger scandal is Benghazi. We had an act of terrorism at a U.S. consulate, and the media is totally ignoring what's going on. We had an ambassador killed in Benghazi. Nobody's asking any questions. What was he doing over there? What was going on? It only came out this week who's responsible. We haven't brought those people to justice. Those people should be taking a dirt nap. But the media knows Christie is a presidential contender, so they want to derail him. Meanwhile, they're protecting their own. That's why Secretary of State Hillary Clinton hasn't been brought to trial or back to testify in front of a congressional hearing. And nobody's asking Obama, what did he know? When did he know it? What did he do about it? Why were security forces not called off? Why were questions being asked? But in terms of people sitting in traffic on the bridge because Christie has an issue with the local mayor, that's, you know, front page news all day, every day. Back to you in the studio.
Right. Scoop is Ed here. Man, it's so good to hear your voice. I miss you here. Listen, fella, you're absolutely right. Benghazi, there's nothing bigger than Benghazi. That is the most disgraceful thing that ever happened in this country, one of the most. Same thing with the president sicking the IRS on his enemies. I don't know why he's so afraid of the Tea Party, but he sicks the IRS on people, and yours truly, of course, have been attacked by the IRS, as well as James. And what about Fast and Furious? Has there ever been a more hideous operation than Fast and Furious, where, in case people have forgot, where the United States government has been trafficking dope since time began, really, bringing dope out of Mexico to the United States and taking illegal arms into Mexico? And listen, Scoop, it came to my attention not long ago, another Border Patrol agent was killed with weapons by these drug lords. What do you think about that, Scoop? Give me your you're absolutely right, Scoop. They just don't even mention the main news items in this country. Give me your take on that, Scoop.
Well, again, everybody except the political cesspool forgot about Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. Again, this is literally a criminal act, negligent homicide. That you'd have to ask Keith about the statutes about negligent homicide. But nobody's been fired. And meanwhile, Christie blocks the road and causes a traffic headache, and pretty soon they're gonna lynch him.
Yeah, they're saying as though this would has the potential to derail his presidential aspirations. Not that that would hurt my feelings, but see, he's perceived at least as a conservative contender, and so therefore the media, which there are leftist people further to the left than Christie, believe it or not, in the media, and they're going to back the cold, heartless, miserable people like Hillary Clinton. I mean, that's who really gets them all excited, and that's what she is. And, so to them, Christie is the conservative alternative. To us, he's just another one of these establishment guys. But, no, I mean, the fact, though, regardless of where you stand on him, that this would be a bigger story than any of the many scandals that Obama has embroiled himself in. Fox talked about it for a couple of weeks, but nothing was ever resolved, and it's a dead issue now. It's a dead letter. It's sick, and it ties in directly with the theme of this hour, which has been why establishment mainstream alternative establishment mainstream venues like this are so important. You don't have a free press, whether it's a funny issue like consumerism at Christmas time or political issues like what we saw with Richard Mack this week in Utah. They all speak with one voice, and that voice is anti-American and anti-constitutional. Scoop, thanks for calling in tonight. Thanks for being flexible. You'll be back to your normal segment in the first hour next week. I know you're at work. I hear your walkie-talkie going, so we love you, buddy.
All right, same here.
All right, last word, Eddie, and then I want to give Sam the final sign-off.
People, I just want to say this right here. This is Bombardier. You have never, ever, ever heard me say anything about fundraising that I can remember. What we showed you tonight was how the entire news media is in cahoots. They synchronize their stories. Listen, that's why the cesspool desperately needs funds. We desperately need the funds. We're fighting against this monolithic giant, and we can't do it without you.
Sam, say goodnight to everybody on our behalf, if you would, my brother.
My final comment, he who owns the media makes the rules. New media is taking center stage. We need your support. Politicalcesspool.org. Ladies and gentlemen, delightful evening to you all.